Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Big day tomorrow at Tim Hortons Field. It is game number one, season number five for the Canadian Premier League, and Hamilton's Forge FC is in action. We'll open their 2023 campaign tomorrow at 4 p.m. versus Cavalry FC. And here to talk about it is Forge FC defender Ashton Morgan. Ashton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How has this off-season been for you?
It's been long. It's been exciting, but it's been long. I think we're just ready to get the season started tomorrow.
How have you spent the off-season?
Pretty busy. Just trying to stay fit. You know, obviously we came back from Costa Rica with the team as well for preseason. So that was awesome to be in some sun before the season starts. And yeah, we're just really excited to get going tomorrow.
Yeah, I would imagine the training in Canada in the off season is a little different than going to Costa Rica.
Yeah, very cold, as we all know.
Yeah, the weather's a little bit different. And indoor training and outdoor training, I mean, it's vastly different, right?
100%. It's just also good to be on grass, outside, sun, great weather all around. So there's no complaints with the fields and everything. Everything's just perfectly made for us to prepare for the season.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the makeup of this team, because there hasn't been a lot of roster turnover with Forge FC really over the years, but certainly this past season, that's got to be a big bonus.
100%. You know, it's, to have all majority of the players back just to build off of our success and what we've done in the previous seasons and years is a testament to this group, you know, to this championship club and group that we have here, you know. And it's a very exciting time for us to, again, build off what we have done and to keep creating great moments here in Hamilton and for ourselves and for the fans, you know. And that's the biggest thing we're trying to do here.
Our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Ashton Morgan, defender with Forge FC, coming off another Canadian Premier League championship last season, three-time CPL champs, three out of the 4 years they've won the title. I'm going to make it number four, hopefully, this coming season. As the defending champs, you know as well as I, you have a target on your back. How do you handle that week in and week out?
Honestly, you know, These are things we want to have and positions we want to be in when you're playing in professional sports. You know, you want to win, and we're a group of winners here. And week in, week out, it's actually mostly about us and what we bring to the table and bring to match day. You know, we want to put our best foot forward. And, you know, as long as we take care of our business, you know, it's all we can really ask for. You know, put a good show on for our fans and for ourselves. And, you know, again, worry about ourselves.
You have an opponent tomorrow that is a pretty good team as well in the Canadian Premier League, in Cavalry FC. What do you know about this year's edition of that team?
Yeah, you know, they always compete. They always fight. They fight hard. They play hard. You know, it's going to be a great game, you know. But again, you know, no matter the opposition, for us, it's just we need to make sure, you know, we take care of our business and the football will, you know, football will always prevail.
Should be a fun time at Tim Hortons Field tomorrow. The crowd is expected to be boisterous as usual. Just a thought to the fans and the supporters of this team. It's been pretty cool to see in the first few years of the CPL. I think we lost Ashton. I think he's frozen. All right. You know what? We're going to let him go. We say thanks to Ashton Morgan for participating in today's program. And, hey, defending the back line of Forge FC. That's a big part of the game of soccer, not letting those goals out. Do we have him back? Ashton, do we still have you, or are you still frozen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Sorry, you froze just a little bit. I was just asking you about the fans at Tim Hortons Field. It's been great to see so many fans at the stadium, and not only the number, but the way that they approach the game and their ferocity to support this team. Just talk about the fans and their support.
Oh, they've been amazing. They've helped us out so much, you know. And again, we go on the pitch every weekend and every game to, you know, put a show on for them and make sure we, you know, get the 3 points and win. You know, we have a winning club here, and we want to, you know, keep winning for our fans and for our family, our friends, and the fans. You know, they keep us motivated and they keep us going. So it's can't wait to see them on this weekend, because again, feels like forever since we have been around them.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match tomorrow, Forge and Cavalry. Ashton, appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
No, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Wait. wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.